Inner Traditions Audio presents Instructions for Spiritual Living by Paul Brunton, read by Micah Hanks. Introduction by the Paul Brunton Philosophic Foundation. Instructions for Spiritual Living examines both foundational and advanced topics central to most spiritual paths. Whether we have a teacher or not, spiritual development is fraught with complexities and challenges. Paul Brunton offers transformative wisdom that aids our understanding of what the spiritual journey entails and helps point the way when the way is uncertain. P.B., as he preferred to be called, was a gentleman from whom an aura of peace and kindness emanated. His deep understanding of the spiritual life was forged in the crucible of experience, and his spiritual depth shines through his writings. P.B. provides instructions to guide one's development in three fundamental areas: in a full course of the stages of meditation to deepen one's inner life, in a process of self-examination that roots obstacles out of one's character, and in the unfolding of full awakening that includes wisdom in action. As he makes clear, the living expression of realization is a life of service both to the inner wellspring of wisdom as well as to others. Beginning with The Adventure of Meditation, the first chapters open the door to the inner landscape. Meditation is the art and practice of introverting attention, of freeing oneself for a period of time from the thoughts, sensations, and feelings that are usually at the center of our attention, and allowing the soul to reveal itself out of the quiet that one has created. PB guides us with insight and care through the stages of concentration, meditation, and contemplation. He explains the goal of each stage and the obstacles that are likely to arise in the process of achieving each. Invaluable are the pointers and encouragement he gives us to continue with patience as we strive to deepen our practice. The chapters Is the Soul in the Heart? And The Interior Word are marvelous supplements to our understanding and experience of the inner life. Undoubtedly, there is great need for instruction in the spiritual pursuit. However, PB examines, questions, and challenges the need for dependency on any particular person, organization, teaching, or practice in his chapter Self-Reliance or Discipleship. After all is said and done, we are striving to realize our essence and inner wisdom. Our lives are individual expressions of the essential wisdom, and because of this often overlooked fact, PB explains and emphasizes the necessity and value of the independent path. In the next few chapters, PB lays out the ethical qualifications and emotional purifications that are integral to our process toward self-realization. It is our attachments that bar the door to our soul and block our search for truth, and a steady dose of self-examination is critical for our success in spiritual life. Striving to understand our nature and the aspiration that makes this process an enlivening one awakens our intuition. Following intuition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?